So today we are being joined by Zach in Los Angeles, and he's here to tell us about a relationship he had with a woman named Jennifer. So Zach, how did you meet Jennifer?
I think, the way that people kind of meet current day, this relationship kind of happened in 2018, but still Hinge, still the apps.
Okay. I mean, I love the apps. I think the apps are great. So when you were with Jennifer, well, how long was your relationship? How long did it last?
Whole relationship was about a year of the honeymoon phase, and then 6 months later, we fizzled out. Not to give the ending away, but so to rephrase, me and Jennifer were together for about a year and a half, and about a year of that was straight honeymoon phase.
Absolutely. As it should be. It's kind of like in a relationship, it's like if you don't have a honeymoon phase, then what are y'all doing?
True, but it lasts so long, so short, like maybe 6, 5, 3 months, like a year. I think that's pushing it. That's just being blinded by the sun, in my opinion.
How often would you see her?
So I think this is what contributed to the honeymoon phase. It was like I had just moved into a new apartment in a new spot in the city. She was in that area, and it was just like a little mix of being in love with the area and also being in love with the beautiful person I'm with and connecting with. And so what must have started with, let's say, once a week, twice a week, went from quite literally every day. I mean, it went from, the leaving a toothbrush at the house to, oh, don't worry, I made you a drawer. And the next thing you know, she's just, I think what had happened was she had to move out of her apartment. And I was like, oh, just stay with us while you find a place to live. So it went from once a week to, oh, you're living with us.
Okay, and I guess we will definitely get to that a little bit later. So, did you ever think that Jennifer was the one?
I think that we all kind of get to that place, but I think so. She checked a lot of boxes. We had the same mental imagery of where we wanted the landscape of our life to go. And I mean, I could see, yeah, I'm not gonna, you're right. Could I see us going down the aisles for all time? I don't think I got that far, but I didn't think I was gonna break up with her.
Okay, that's fair. Absolutely fair. Just kind of like coasting, living in the moment and allowing it to become what it's going to become is exactly how it should be. So I know that you had told me, you'd mentioned threesomes to me, and threesomes are common and are more casual in some other countries, but in America, it tends to be something that most people will not do it. In America, people are more likely to be in an open relationship than they are to engaging in threesomes. So for most people, when they hear that a couple had threesomes, they of course have some very predictable questions. And so I'm going to begin with, when did you two begin experimenting with threesomes, and how did that come up? Who mentioned it? Whose idea was it? And then how often would you have those threesomes?
So Jennifer was coming from a place of wanting to experience things. She was from a small town in a state that you could say upstate, whatever. Anyway, she comes from a different, more rural town. So when she went to LA, she wanted to experience new things. I wanted to experience new things. And so I think when she let me know that she was bisexual, and I think what really happened is we just started to get more adventurous. We really started to trust each other and want to experiment and experience things with each other. And I know that it kind of went into the threesome realm when I have a roommate, a longtime roommate named Lori. Lori and I have known each other for like since college, right? And so this, by the time I'm with Jennifer, has been 6, 7 years down the line. And Lori and I have a relationship where it's, I don't want to say brother and sister, but it's just extremely friendly, where I'll just come out of the shower naked and she'll be like, oh, put that thing away. And I, you know, it was, it's all joking. It's all this and that. And so Jennifer and I started to think that it would be funny to hear Lori coming up the stairs and then start having sex on the couch.
So hold up 1 minute, 1 second. You and Jennifer decided that it would be funny to have your roommate, Lori, walk in on y'all, as in you and your girlfriend, Jennifer, having sex on the couch.
100%.
It sounds like Jennifer is very creative. And I have to agree with you when you say adventurous. But one thing I forgot to ask you is, you mentioned that Lori had seen you naked because you guys were so comfortable with each other. Had you ever seen Lori naked before?
100%.
Okay. All right. So you and Jennifer decided to have Lori walk in on what you guys were pre-planning. So then, okay, you have the microphone back. What happened after you guys came up with this idea?
Well, Lori had to pass the couch to get to her room and pass us. So I don't know, maybe it started with like, oh, come on, guys. But she never actually got mad. And actually, it kind of escalated from there to one of Lori's friends would come over, and then me and him would sit on the couch while they serviced, for lack of a better word. Jennifer was by, Lori was by. So eventually, yes, we kind of said, oh, should we mix it up? Should we swap? Should we? And then we, yeah, so that's, yes. So yes, it was the roommate.
So you start with the roommate. And so where did it go from there? Or were your threesomes only with the roommate?
No, it Jennifer and I actually got into a website called FetLife. We got really into play with other people. We went to parties. We went to Philadelphia actually to meet with some people. So we started kind of doing the quote-unquote lifestyle.
Okay, so this is, we gotta pause. So you crossed state lines. Y'all went from LA to Philadelphia to fuck?
You know it. I mean, yeah, there are other reasons to be there. You know, I think Earth, Wind, and Fire was planned, but yeah, you know.
Oh my God. Okay. So outside of the Philadelphia trip, did you guys have any other trips for that reason, or was it usually local?
No, it was very local. It was very, you know, LA is a big place. So it was, we had no slew of people to mess with, and we were mostly.
No shortage, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know what I said.
No shortage of people. Okay. Zach, you mentioned to me that Jennifer cucked you. Can you explain to us, me and the listeners, how did she cuck you and how did that make you feel?
All right. Well, so a question that I actually get a lot when I tell people that I've had threesomes is, are all threesomes the best? Are they all great? And I have to say, absolutely not. They vary from situation to situation. And in this case, Jennifer and Lori and I decided to have a threesome. And Lori had some requests, or maybe more so prerequisites. She was like, Zach, you cannot like touch me or enter me. Like, I'm not going to suck you off and you can't fuck me. And I said, all right, totally fine. But then when Jennifer and Lori started playing with each other, I realized with those prerequisites that there was really no way for me to fit in, you know, for here and there. And so I ended up just being the water boy to my own girlfriend and roommate. And that hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I have been told that the rules need to be clear and the parameters need to be set beforehand. And obviously, a very common thing that you'll hear a lot of people say is they'll see their partner being into somebody else more than their partner is into them. And also, sometimes they'll see their partner being pleasured more with someone else than they're pleasured with them. I mean,
I think that's literally what happened. Like the latter, I think that is 100% mm-hmm. what happened. Or maybe like, or maybe the sensation was a little different. No, I think she was full on like getting it. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And so it's just something that couples should be very, very solid if they're going to do. That's not a hot take. Everybody knows that. And then I also believe it shouldn't be a roommate, you know, which also isn't a hot take. But everybody, you know, navigates it differently. So it was that the only time that she cucked you, or was, you know, were there other times?
So this is where it starts to get into the questionable area. I don't think that she ever cucked me outside of that, but I do remember, but I'm trying to remember. She didn't necessarily cuck me outside of that, but I do remember that the next kind of phase of what happened next to lead to our downfall was she started getting on this video app. It wasn't TikTok. It didn't exist at the time, but it was like a live streaming video app, and you could just reach random people. And
she was ahead of her time because this was pre-2020.
Yes. And she
was a pioneer.
100%. And she was gaining followers like crazy and like getting 10,000, 20,000, 30,000. And she didn't know what to do. And I'm not going to lie, the fame kind of got to her head. And what started as her getting coffee and smoking weed on video ended up with her showing her body and showing her nipples and going a little whatever. And I remember coming home one time and she was crying. She was bawling her eyes out. And she was like, I've got naked on camera. I'm so sorry I did that for another person, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of was like, did they send you money? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, And I was kind of cool with it. I didn't necessarily care.
But she did inside. It's not like she was out on a date. So that makes sense.
And so like, maybe we could have talked about it earlier, you know, I'll give you that, but you know, I'm not necessarily crazy mad, you know, where it started to get weird was then that started to get to her head.
Okay. So back to the threesomes before I,
of course,
you know, dive in deeper to some of these other topics. So was it always you, Jennifer, another girl?
Yes. Okay. There was, 100%. Yeah. There was a time where we swapped with a couple at a couple parties, but yes.
Okay. So when it was you, Jennifer, and another girl, would you have sex with both Jennifer and the other girl?
Yes.
Okay. Like actual sex, not, you know.
No, 100%. And sometimes I would like watch, you know, and sometimes, yes, real penetration.
You would have sex versus with Lori, where you were supposed to be more of a voyeur than a participant. Okay, got it. And so were you okay with watching her have sex with other men, or were you guys in separate rooms?
I was okay with her. See, I'm okay with being equal, right? So if I'm with another couple and it's a man and a woman couple and I'm hanging out with his wife or partner, and you know, if it's an even trade, I can kind of wrap my head around that. Or even if we are sharing her, I could wrap my head around that. I don't necessarily understand the pleasure for me in like watching like sincere cucking. I don't see the pleasure in that for me. I've definitely like had sex with Jennifer with another woman or with another man where I take a break and I watch, but then I'd like tag back in. Yeah.
So were you guys usually in different rooms?
Oh no, same room.
Okay, same room, but you would be, you know, participating you would be having sex with someone and she would be, so you weren't watching your partner with other people because you were engaging in your own.
Or I would look over. I would love to look over and see her enjoying herself or having fun. I think in the situation between my roommate Lori and that one time was I just felt completely
like a third wheel
the situation.
Yeah.
But okay, I would love watching her enjoy herself, feel pleasure, all that. I would love to watch.
Okay. So you would be in the same room and you were totally fine with watching.
100%.
You were never jealous?
No, because we were very good at communicating our love for each other and our want for each other. And we would have so many experiences outside of sex that would make the like sex with other people like a cherry on top. You know, we were also just having sex with each other. We were, you know, we had other outlets.
So, okay. And since we're on the topic, I might as well, you know, ask this question versus going or asking later on. So when you were with Jennifer, was that your first time having threesomes?
Oh, that's a good question. No, I've had an impromptu one maybe twice before.
Okay.
But with Jennifer was where they were planned and thought out and exciting because we would go out to a club or something and say like, oh, we're going to come back home with someone together. Like that was really exciting.
Okay, so then since Jennifer, have you had threesomes?
Great question. I think that no. Okay. I think it has definitely been harder to come by. I would maybe venture to say one, but not any that would be memorable. I literally only go back to those memories when I think of threesome.
Do you think that you would be okay with the same type of setup with someone, with a future partner, as far as like being on a nap and having the threesomes?
100%. I actually found myself in a position to, like, later to be in a relationship with someone who 100% would be down with that.
Let's get back to this ex of yours. Did she have a job? And why do you think that she became a vlogger? It sounds like she kind of accidentally stumbled into vlogging, but did she have an actual 9-to-5 or some other job?
All right. Great question. She was a college student and was studying acting. Wow. In California, who'd have thunk it? And what was crazy was that, no, she didn't have a 9-to-5. If I can remember correctly, maybe once or twice, but she could never hold a job. And she said, I'm just going to dedicate myself to acting. Right. Okay. So where I think the vlogging came in, which is, you know, when you're with people and you're in the honeymoon phase, you don't see any of the cracks. And we haven't necessarily talked so far about any of the cracks. So while I'm still in that year-long honeymoon phase, I don't see the fact that she says that she's an actor, that she's acting and all these things, yet she doesn't have any friends to hang out with, no scene partners to go over anything with. She literally just goes to school and comes here, which would make sense, but you're an actor. Like, don't you have other, like, it didn't make, well, but it, I didn't think to think of it. So
not because you were too busy, you know, having sex and having
yeah. So why I think that the social media vlogging app, whatever it was, went off is because when she started to see 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 people that would actually talk to her back in real time, send her all these DMs, she, like, quote unquote, had friends, you know?
Okay. So then once she began lying to you about some of the things that she was doing, did you begin to lose trust in her?
Exactly. So it wasn't the getting nude on camera. Again, that I could wrap my head around, but it was the fact that she would steal Lori and I's weed and Lori and I's this and that. And then Lori would have to come up to me and say, I think she's stealing. I started to realize something was up when Lori, my roommate, came up to me and said, hey, I think some of our weed is missing. And I asked Jennifer, hey, have you been smoking some of our weed? And she said, no, of course not. I would not do that. And I thought to myself, well, why don't I just go on to your social media page, look at your last video, which does say coffee and a smoke. And there she was filming herself, putting her hand in our weed jar, you know, da da da. And then she would break down crying, like, I'm sorry. And that's when it started to break for me. That's when I was like, oh, you're just straight lying. That, paired with the fact that she started to get so many fans off of her body, but she thought that they were her friends. And she would post that she was in a certain part of LA. And so,
oh my God.
Now she would come home and say, oh, chronic lover 35 wants to hang out and he's at a hotel like 3 miles away.